Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. This is the Cold World Podcast. It's Friday, y'all. It is Friday afternoon. I'm home from the little gig. Go pick Michelle up in about an hour. So I figured I'd hop on and get in the lab, you know what I'm saying? Pulled up the laptop and figured I'd look into some racist states today. Sorry, I was distracted for a minute. I was looking at the screen. Yeah, but today I was going to do the 10 most racist states in the country here in the United States of America. So this isn't my personal opinion or nothing like that, because honestly, I haven't traveled a whole ton, you know, between being in prison a couple different times and then just not really moving around that much, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been on parole and all that stuff. You always got to get permission to travel and shit. I haven't been out the country. That's why I'm waiting for this 2 years to get over with, so I can just, I'm gonna be able to do a lot of that stuff. I can't wait. Like, I'm gonna go to Mexico, like me, my mother, Michelle, and my mother's boyfriend, Jim. Shout out James Gramlin. Yeah, but we're going to go to Mexico. Like I said, we're going to go to California. We postponed that trip because we're going to be going this May for my birthday, but we just postponed it. Just so I could just, you know, feel completely free going out there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so this is the 10 most racist states in America. Okay? So we're going to read through some of these. I got video and stuff like that, so we'll play some of that, and then talk about it a little bit or whatever, and then I got some Miles Davis and John Coltrane in the background, you know what I'm saying, and gonna snack on some food. I just made me a little sandwich when I got in real quick. I don't know what we're doing for dinner tonight, but we'll figure something out. Yeah, we were gonna go to Madison, but we decided not to. And then, like I was saying, too, we're getting together with my brother. It's his birthday next week, but we're going to get together this weekend. And I'm just looking forward to the Bucks game today at 4:30. They really need a win. It looks like Giannis ain't playing again. Like, Chris Middleton might be out, too. I know he hurt his ankle and his knee last game. Dude just cannot catch a break. So, he'd probably be looking for Dame to have a huge game today. And need someone else to step up too, because I don't know what's going on with Brooke Lopez, but he just, I don't know, man. But all right, let's get to this list. I'm gonna go grab me some water real quick, and then I'm gonna start playing this list. I'm gonna go grab some water, and I'll be back in a couple minutes. So this is the top 10 most racist states in the country here in the U.S. Here we go.
In this video, we will discuss the 10 most racist states in the United States and what factors contribute to their ranking. Got it? Get it? Good. Let's take a look. Number 10, Arizona. I'll tell you right now, Arizona is one of our few trips out west in this video. If you already don't know, most of this video is going to take place in the South. You haven't been paying attention. Arizona has a large Hispanic population, but it still faces significant issues when it comes to race relations. The state has been criticized for harsh immigration laws, which many argue are rooted deep in the culture and the state government. In Arizona, 71.4% of their bias-motivated crimes are towards race, ethnicity, or ancestry. Number 9, South Carolina. South Carolina has a long, troubled history when it comes to race relations,
Wait, did they say Arizona? Dang. Because I want to go to Arizona, too. That's one of the places I wanted to go. When I get off paper and stuff, was Arizona. But I know there's certain parts of Arizona now that are like, you know, the black and brown populations are growing. Like, I know a couple people that moved out to Phoenix. This was some years ago, and they love it. I got a buddy, actually a white buddy of mine. Shout out Jeff, if you're listening, Jeff. Yep. He moved out to Arizona a couple years, and as far as I know, he's enjoying himself, loving it. Yep, so shout out Jeff. Yeah, so let's get back to it.
Including a history of slavery and segregation, the state has also been criticized in recent years for voter suppression efforts. I mean, they've had that for a while, but it's coming back in the news again. They've been trying to purge voter
rolls. Oh, that's in every damn state.
In 2022, they went back in the news with a...
They're doing that here in Wisconsin. I just did an episode a couple days ago. Played a clip from the fake electors here in Wisconsin. I just can't believe that they thought that was gonna fly, and like that the real electors and stuff like that were gonna be like, wait, yo, that just shows you just the entitlement and just how they feel they can just do whatever and it's gonna just work.
New voting law, which many argue will disproportionately affect people of color. When it comes to bias-motivated crimes in South Carolina, it's not always about race or ancestry. They go after each other for religion.
Charlie, you're going to go with me to get your mom, too.
20% of those crimes are against people of another religion.
Just talking to the dog.
And sexual orientation is about 11%. South Carolina is one of those states that nobody should be surprised by. Number 8, North Carolina.
All right, this last time I'm going to stop it. So, like I said, this is, you know, because I looked at a few of these lists. You know what I'm saying? I didn't just find one and then just start playing it. I looked at a few, and the few that I have, like, their lists are pretty much the same, you know what I'm saying? And they're different people too. So like I said, I have my own opinion about some of these states too, like just through history and stuff like that. All you got to do is read things and stuff like that. But yeah, South Carolina, I wouldn't be caught dead down there. Like, I mean, I'm sure there are certain parts, like, and that's the thing, like, if I ever wanted to move anywhere, like me and Michelle wanted to ever move or something, like we would have to, you know, do that extra digging. Okay, well, where is the best place for a black person to go or an interracial couple to be? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's another little thing that we have to keep a little side eye out for, is just to make sure, you know, because there's people out here that don't like interracial couples. It don't matter what, you know, what the interracial makeup is. Black, white, black, Asian, white, you know, Latino, black, you know. Latino, Asian, you know, whatever, you know. But like I was saying the other day, for the most part, I think people are like kind of over that, like hating on people that, you know, interracial relationships. It's usually like, for the most part, it's usually people that like are sad, alone, aren't in one themselves or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
North Carolina has a history of discrimination against African Americans, particularly in the voting rights.
Unless you're playing ball for North Carolina.
That always seems to be the go-to thing when you're looking at racism in different states. But North Carolina has been criticized for voter suppression efforts, which include strict voter ID laws and purging of voter rolls.
That's the second state I've heard them say that about voter suppression. South Carolina and now North Carolina.
Have voting laws, and I think there should be an ID with it, but I think if they're going to make that ID, they got to make it easy to get to, like at every city hall or something like that. One of the biggest problems that people have with that voter ID thing is if you want to get it done, there's some hoops you got to go through, and a lot of times you got to go to some office that's like 20 miles away or something, and obviously they feel it's targeting people living in poverty who don't have the means to just drive around to some office and wait 3 hours. 29.6% of North Carolina's bias-motivated crimes are race and ancestry related, 13.4% are sexual orientated, and religion is 6.5%. I think North Carolina is another state where they've got some good-sized cities, and I don't think a lot of the people there really care about the gender thing or gender identity. It's just not how North Carolina is. Number 7, Texas. Texas has a large, diverse population.
Oh, I gotta stop it this one time. Texas. And I know some people that moved to Texas, like Dallas. I know a few people that have moved to Dallas. But that Governor Greg Abbott, dude, man, that guy is something else. Dude's dangerous. He's in a wheelchair. I think he's just mad he's in a wheelchair. He's the one that Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the white old man, he's mad he's in a wheelchair. And it don't have nothing to do with him being old, but dude's just mad. You know what I'm saying? He's the one sending all the migrants and shit to like Chicago, Colorado, all that kind of stuff, so that black and brown people can argue and fuss you know, with each other, and it's working too sometimes.
But it still faces significant issues when it comes to race relations. The state has been criticized for its harsh immigration laws, which, like Arizona, many feel are rooted in the local government and the culture of the people. Now, this one, I don't agree with this one, and it's just from my experience. I'm sure you can have all kinds of stories where there's been racism in Texas, but that can be everywhere. But my experience with people from Texas, and when I've been in Texas, there really wasn't much of it. That's just my own thing. Sometimes your feelings don't match up with the stats. In this case, my views of Texas. Number 6, Arkansas. Surprise, surprise, our old pal Arkansas shows up on a list like this. This one should be no surprise to anyone. Arkansas has a history of segregation and discrimination, especially when it comes to education. The state has been criticized for its underfunded and segregated schools, which have contributed to persistent racial achievement gaps. Arkansas is another one of our fine states that's been accused of voter suppression efforts. Now, according to the Department of Justice, their bias-motivated crimes look like this. Race and ancestry are 68.4%. Sexual orientation is 21.1%. Now, they have no problem, at least it appears on these numbers here, with gender identity.
Now, keep in mind, this is the third place already now. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arkansas now, too, where they have voter suppression issues. And you know who's doing that? Republicans are the ones doing that. You can look it up.
Zero. They don't have many crimes like that. But when it comes to religion, yeah, they do. It's actually 11%. Myself, I think the reason they don't have many gender identity motivated crimes is because people that are transgender probably know not to go to Arkansas. Number 5, Georgia. Now, in my opinion, I think Georgia is one of the states that's made the most improvement since let's...
Shout out Georgia. Shout out Uncle Mario. Shout out my cousin Tone. Shout out my cousin Rami. Rami's in North Carolina though. Shout them out, love y'all. Shout out Aunt LaRue. She's in Georgia with my Uncle Mario. Love y'all. Hope to see y'all soon.
Say the 1950s. Especially when it comes to the southern states. Georgia has a long history of discrimination against African Americans, dating back to the days of slavery. The state has been criticized for voter suppression efforts, which include strict voter ID laws and purging of the voter rolls.
There's the fourth one.
This was brought up in the news
during Republicans doing that.
Nonsense was going on in Georgia, and this was part of it. Now, according to the Justice Department, Georgia has its other issues. Let's look at their numbers for bias-motivated crimes. 67.3% of those bias-motivated crimes are because of race or ancestry. Religion is 13.3%. Sexual orientation is 12.2%. Here's a new one. They're discriminating against the handicapped. Yes, 3.7% of the bias-motivated crimes are to target people with disabilities. They're all over the map. They got 2% are after gender identity. Every month, this Airbnb pays me
$7. Let me stop this. Hold up. That was a commercial, my bad.
Number 4, Tennessee. This one surprises me, and it doesn't surprise me.
I ain't going down there.
State, so instantly, you're just going to assume it's got a good amount of racism floating around the hills here.
That's
then I
why.
I reflect on the people I know from Tennessee, and I really don't see much of this in them.
Tennessee.
People, it's not a good sample size, but that's just kind of my opinion. That being said, the volunteer state has a history of racial discrimination, and again, especially when it comes to education. The state has been criticized for underfunded and segregated schools. This, of course, means fewer minorities going to college, less college attainment, smaller educated workforce, and this just kind of keeps the state where it is. Number 3, Louisiana. Louisiana is another state that has a very difficult history when it comes to race relations. The state has a high percentage of African Americans.
If I went to New Orleans, I'd have to go, you know what I'm saying? I'd have to go. I mean, Louisiana, I'd have to probably live in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? There again, like, you got to go to the black areas, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'd have to do. Find, okay, where are the black neighborhoods? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got a couple more to go. I'm gonna finish eating and then I'm gonna go pick Michelle up. And then we'll holler at y'all later. Bucks, we're gonna come home, take a little nap, and then watch the Bucks game. Bucks games at 4:30. That's a weird time, but I like it.
But they still face significant discrimination in areas such as employment and housing. Louisiana also has one of the harshest criminal justice systems.
Oh my goodness.
Really leans into people of color. Louisiana is another one of those states where you're going, yeah, no kidding. When it comes to bias-motivated crimes, race and ancestry is 67.5% of those, sexual orientation is 15%, religion is 12.5%, and disabilities is 2.5%, well above the under 1% of gender identity. I think with New Orleans and some of the other cities that just have this tolerant type vibe, I think that's a little less of a thing. Number two, Alabama. The Yellow Jacket State comes in at number two. And imagine that, it's another southern state. And stop typing, it's not the Yellow Jacket State, it's the Yellow Hammer State.
Basically, it's a ton of racism down in the South. You notice most of these states are southern states.
Alabama's another state that has a troubled history when it comes to race relations, especially when you take a look at the Civil Rights era. The state has been known for its discriminatory policies and practices. Such as their,
you know, the thing with Alabama too, and like a lot of these southern states, they have a lot of, like, I mean, this is in a lot of places too, but like a lot of their people that are, you know, in their Senate and, you know, all that, and the like all their House representatives and all the congressmen people and all those people, they're older white men, you know, in their 60s, 70s, you know, early 80s and shit like that. They've been in there forever, and they just have that old ass thinking. You know what I'm saying?
There's segregation laws that were in place until the 1960s.
See? More recently, segregation laws.
Criticized for its harsh immigration laws, which many argue are rooted in racism.
To the 1960s.
Alabama is a true stereotypical Deep South state. When it comes to their bias-motivated crimes, 78.6% are race or ancestry. Religion is 17.9%. Only 3% are sexual orientation. And they don't care about gender identity, disabilities, or gender. They just care about where you came from and who you worship. And number one, Maine.
Wow.
Mississippi. That's right, the king of...
It's Mississippi, y'all. Mississippi, number one.
Or the Magnolia State, whichever you want to call it. Just don't call it Mississippi. You gotta say it properly. Mississippi. Mississippi has a long and infamous history of racism.
That makes sense, y'all. No, I just... If y'all want to go back and listen to it, I did an episode on the Goon Squad down there in Mississippi. Them six white officers, they brutalized them two black dudes down there and shit. I played the whole sentencing and everything, each one of them. Y'all go back and check that out. Yep, so that makes sense.
Starting with slavery and continuing through the Jim Crow era. Mississippi has the highest percentage of African Americans of any state in the country, but they still face significant discrimination in areas such as education,
that's nuts,
and employment. Mississippi also has a history of racially motivated violence, including the murder of civil rights activists in the 1960s. Sure, that was many years ago, but it's left its mark on the United States and Mississippi. When it comes to bias-motivated crimes, 87.5% of Mississippi's are race. Religion is 12.5%. Everything else is under 1%.
Hoodie season, folks. Cold out here, you know? Sold it up. Now my pumpkin's feet feel me.
SP.
Life's painful. Try to be cheerful. Here's an anvil coming from the werewolf. In from the wild, wild west. Fire. Back of the whip, puffin' la la stress. Who needs enemies? I got friends that's strong like the Kennedys. Move like the Genovese. And gotta watch it cause they watch me. Puffin' on broccoli, they all play Monopoly. I only know a few good men.
Let's go, Bucks.
Meaning I'm a broad daylight boy. I used to move Broadway white boys. All up on the graveyard shift. Handguns, walkie-talkie, radar shit. All that. Shame he gotta live like this. Never ever homie do a bid like this. Away from his wife and his kids like this. That's why I'm overseas eating squid like this.
Feel me?
You don't know the streets, that's cheap talk. You go to sleep, I'll sleepwalk. Headed to the same spot, the money's gone. Why is the blood flowing? Why? When the money flowing?
Tell me.
Why ask? Get the cash. Got the sound in the Dutch now. Nigga, get the hash. What up?
Hey.
Where the money go? Where the money at? Bunch of clown niggas, all funny raps. Why these niggas want to look like hoes? I'm a gangster. The rams don't look like O's, I'm a hustler. O's don't look like keys, don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't do
that. Word of mother. Fuck them niggas, they don't look like G's. Play European drop top, put that weed. Big pickup truck, stick up who, stick up what? You would think we click on dust.
We
keep it fully loaded, yeah, you know the flicker top.
You know
with a hawk on standby. I wait for the face, like a flight, wanna fight, it's a landslide. Bust the 12 gauge, make the landslide. You gon' fuck around, watch a man die. You oughta run from me like a hailstorm. Wayne popped up to get wheeled on. Fish scale sales overseas, let's it feel wrong.
Y'all have a great weekend. It's just music, y'all. Don't mind all the cuss words and all the violence. It ain't no different than the stuff y'all watch on TV. It's just entertainment.
Handguns and vehicles, money to get fresh. Knew that I was seeing it. Robbery, anything to try to escape poverty. Blue BMs, but the guts look in mahogany. Down on the pavement for a down payment on property. Everything is trendy. Spending downtown with this little chick. We love to keep a 40 in the Fendi. Used to rap without an audience. Nigga think this, you can clap without an audience. Up in the hood, watch the school, you put your shorty in. Might be the one at the pushing and put the water in. Stands, gun up in my night pants. Weed in my night socks, running in my night shoes. Money in my night box, lose or you win, nigga. Every time the dice stop, even the 5-1s, a 50-50 chance. You ain't live this life, nigga, you ain't fit to dance. With the devil in the ballroom, niggas clear the mall. Not with guns, but with money now. Nigga, we need more room. Look at the cars that the lawyers drive. We ain't catching no cases, my nigga, I bet we all survive.